Hey everybody, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. It's a very special Madness edition. That's right. We're getting ready for March Madness. It's going to be Turner. It's going to be CBS, as usual. They've got an amazing amount of options for you this year. And the one person who knows every one of those options by heart is one of the people who created it. That's right, Hanya Poole. She is the vice president and general manager of NCAA Digital. Within her role, Poole is responsible for leading the teams for the content, operation, product development for the business, including NCAA.com, the NCAA Sports app, March Madness app, and of course, she works in concert with Turner Broadcasting and CBS. Hanya, I know that... you guys, every year, just keep getting better at handling this. But you've got the tournament coming up. And, of course, we've got the early games. A lot of people, you know, focus on the games on Thursday and Friday. But some there's always those amazing games Tuesday and Wednesday that are just as exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the opening rounds for us are really important, and I actually believe that some of those teams this year, considering who is on the bubble, could be really big names. But it's a really important time for us from a digital perspective because it's really great to be able to test our products, kind of see them in a live environment, and really work out the final kinks before we hit prime time Thursday, you know, at noon when those first round games start.
You know, let's talk about the platforms. Where will we be able to watch the games this year?
Yeah, so this year we are going to be on 16 platforms, and so we've expanded this year. We have, you know, the traditional desktop, web, iOS, Android devices. On connected, we're still kind of, it's our third year doing Roku, Fire TV, and Apple TV. From a game console perspective, we're on Xbox One. And then on VR, we're actually going to be able to stream games on Gear VR, which we've done the past 2 years, but we're expanding into Daydream. And for the first time, also, we are going into mobile web. So technology is kind of advanced to a point where streaming live video over the web within a browser is possible, and we're going to start that this year as well. So a new platform there, too.
So we can take you anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. We try to be, you know, we try to be all places that we can that make sense from a business perspective.
Right.
To be there for a fan.
Literally in your pocket.
That's right.
And
then, you know, also around your wrist.
Right, exactly. That's true.
Yeah, we don't stream the games there, but we give you, we at least give you updates and scores.
Updates and data, right? Okay.
Exactly, yes.
Then you can, you know, depending upon how your team's doing, you can check your heart rate at the same time.
That's right, yeah. That's a good product feature.
There you go. Please, use it without any... I won't be copywriting that. You can take it and use it however you wish.
Very cool.
You know, I remember back in the day, as the old saying goes, when the NCAA and CBS at that point in time were trying this project out. And I remember Brian B. Dahl was involved at that point because of the days that they were working on this, and Brian and I were having a conversation, and I said, Brian, do you have any idea how many people are going to, you know, stream this? And again, we're talking at that point, it was just on the web. It was just on the browser, and you could watch it at that point in time, only on two websites. And he said, no, but he says, you know, I think we're going to find out quickly. Well, they crashed 4.5 minutes into the first game.
Yeah.
And I think from that point on, they realized, you know, we've got something here that people are very interested in seeing. And gosh, the way that you guys have just over the years refined and gotten better, the folks at Turner, the folks at CBS, everybody's just stepped up and improved the product at every possible way.
Well, appreciate that. I really do feel like those early days were so much a part of this product's history, and I think we try to honor it at Turner. I do think it was one of the kind of best, most innovative ways that we really saw live sports come to digital. And so we've just tried to honor that history and make it better every year.
Well, you know, one of the things, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but you all at Turner have done an amazing job of not just doing what you do for TNT and TBS, which is, you know, outstanding work, but you've got, you know, there's a lot of people that work through your, that use the Turner group to produce and put out their streaming content.
We do. And, you know, I think that the way we look at content, you know, it's starting to converge where it's not just about, you know, what it is on the television screen versus what it is. I mean, each platform needs some customization for sure, but every day you're seeing the two converge. And, you know, what's interesting is you find that ultimately good content is good content. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of ends up holding its own and it's platform agnostic.
Well, I think that's the key in platform agnostic. I know that early on, some people would tie their arrangements to one specific carrier or one specific phone system or whatever. And you're thinking, well, you know, that's where you become penny wise and pound foolish. The more people that can see it, obviously, is the better. And, you know, the streaming has just gotten to the point where, you know, we're talking in the millions of streams, you know, at a time. All going through this pipe, and it's just totally amazing.
And I think, you know, it is a careful balance. I do believe that, you know, I often get the question of, you know, does linear cannibalize digital, and does digital cannibalize linear? And it's not true at all. You really see it's very additive to each other. You know, if the tournament's great, we all see the boat rise, you know, the tide rise. And if the tournament is maybe less compelling, we see that too. And then it's just about meeting the fan where they are. And that's what we try to do by reaching all these platforms and, you know, balancing it with some interesting kind of other features there that go beyond live content too.
Why don't you give us some of the highlights of the features that we're going to see this time around?
Sure, yeah. So that first round of the tournament, that Thursday and Friday, we're going to be experimenting with actually a fifth stream during that day called Fast Break. And the fifth stream, if you think back to the CBS days where they would kind of do the whip around coverage between the games and popping in and out of the highlights, we're going to recreate that, and we've heard for years that that's something that our fans miss and like. I mean, they love the fact you can watch the games everywhere now, definitely. But they also miss that kind of experience. So we're going to try it out, and we'll have dedicated talent and a studio in Atlanta kind of giving you that commentary and color commentary and guidance. And then we're actually going to add some social reaction as well within that coverage, and then we'll see how it goes, but we're excited to do that for the first round.
Actually, I go all the way back to the days when I was part of the production team for NCAA Productions, Jim Mascione and the guys.
Really?
when we used to to me as a director, it was a lot of fun to have a full day of doing, you know, four basketball games in one day.
I know.
And it's funny, that whip around was really the only way people could tell what was going on, whether,
right,
you know, because you were actually geo-focused at that time on a linear television station where, all right, you know, be it ESPN or whatever, because ESPN had the early rounds, they would flip around and, you know, you'd only know whether Valparaiso was doing well if they happened to be pulling an upset or something like that during those days. But, you know, now the way that, you know, you guys at Turner and CBS have have put this thing together. The ability to sit down and watch any game you want in the tournament, literally on any platform you want, is really taking it to a level that I don't think any fan could possibly not get an opportunity to see it if they truly want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we're going to learn a lot. I think doing the Whip Around coverage in 2018 is different than doing it, you know, 10
back
years
in
ago.
The day,
so
right?
Yeah, totally. And so we're going to learn, and we'll hopefully grow upon that for the years to come.
We'll be back with more about March Madness after this from Hulu.
Cue the lights. You thought you knew Hulu? Think again. This is Hulu, and it's going to change your life. Now all your stuff magically comes to you. Tons of shows, new seasons, past seasons, Hulu originals, movies, and you can add live TV with sports and news. Finally, all your TV together in one place. It's not a dream. It's TV come true. Cue the logo.
We are back with Hanya Poole. Hanya, we're talking NCAA March Madness, and why don't you talk to us about how we can access the streams, whether or not we're going to need pay authentication, what's free, what isn't, and if you'll get into that, that'll be outstanding.
Absolutely. So within the March Madness Live apps across those platforms I mentioned, the CBS games for web and mobile are without restriction, just like they would be over the air.
Okay.
And that is, you know, like the models of years past. Mm-hmm. Turner Networks will have a preview period of 3 hours, and mm-hmm. then you will be asked to authenticate with your pay TV provider or virtual MVPD. And we, you know, Taria can follow up with details on that if you want to get more specific. But there'll be lots of options for people who kind of have a paid TV service. Now they take so many different forms. You know, there's the Hulu Lives and there's the DirecTVs and the AT&Ts. So it's any of those you can sign in with and then be authenticated and then you can watch as much as you can. And then on the connected devices, which are the Rokus, Apple TVs, et cetera, the 10 feet experiences, they will just have Turner Networks, and that will be CBS will be highlights only on those platforms, and that will follow similar rules for all the other Turner networks. So the preview period followed by authentication.
I'm going to go on a limb here and guess, and I'll find out and put it in later, but if you are a subscriber to CBS All Access, I would assume that you will be able to get CBS games.
Correct. You got it.
We'll
go on those same platforms too.
Right.
Yep. So you won't. Yeah. Exactly. So if you're an Xbox user, you can switch between the two. Yep.
Right. So, if you are one of the great things about connected TV and the OTT situation is. Those who are streamers are very hip to how to get there and get there quickly. So we know that they'll do it, but we just want to make you sure that you had an opportunity to explain the possible ways to get there. So
yes, sure.
Hopefully
that helps. It's never easy, I know, for people to hear our business rules, but
right. No, there's absolutely, you were spot on, and I'm quite sure that everybody in Atlanta are going to be very pleased that you put it out there perfectly. So that's good on that standpoint. All right, so we begin on Tuesday and work our way all through the tournament. I know that the folks at Turner are going to be seeing shows in between the games, and let's talk about that the wonderful work that's done by your teams that set things up, because, you know, one game's going to end and then you're going to have about a 15-20 minute time period before the next one begins.
Are you specifically about the studio shows?
Yeah, I can't, if I get off here and don't promote Ernie Johnson and Greg Gumbel, I'm going to get smacked in the head. So
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. So those guys, I mean, they talk about a long day. They have to talk for 14 hours. But they will be, we will have, and Tria, you maybe can correct me if I'm wrong, but we'll have an Atlanta studio. Selection Sunday will be on the Turner Network TBS this year. So we will begin with the selection show in Atlanta this year, which is new. And then we will pick up with the first four on Tuesday and Wednesday. And it will be, the studio shows will be in Atlanta and New York between the two.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's always a great deal of fun. Do you have a specific team that you follow? Or did you graduate from
the
school?
I'm so glad you asked. I am, I'm in my dream job because I grew up in North Carolina, so Tobacco Road.
Oh my God.
I know. And so I grew up actually as a Tar Heel, but then I actually got into Duke. And so I converted pretty quickly.
Oh my.
And I am a diehard college basketball fan, you know, really big ACC fan. And yeah, so this is really, really fun for me.
Coach K,
yeah.
The good man, good man. As so, by the way, of course, are the North Carolina folks.
Don't
want to offend any of them. My Florida Gators, I don't know where they're going to go, if they're going to go this time, but we'll.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're just hoping to get there. You know, once you're in, that's how it works. And then, of course, my wife is a Maryland person, and so we'll see how
right.
that So yeah, it's
got basketball on your side too.
Yep, we definitely do. And then of course I did Big Ten and ACC and SEC during the career. So there's a lot of friends in a lot of different places, a lot of around the country. So you find teams to root for. So and there's always the Cinderellas that we look out for this time. So it'll be a lot of fun, but. Congratulations to you guys at Turner and CBS. You've got it covered all the way down the line. And we're all going to look forward to streaming it and watching it pretty much anywhere we're going, which you can't
Great.
Beat that. If you're a basketball fan, no excuse not to be able to see it.
That's right. Yeah. And play our bracket game, too. We have one of those, too.
Oh, my God.
Put in a plug for that.
Yeah, put the plug in for the bracket game. Those of you out there, if you happen to see me and my bracket, please, under no circumstances, ever follow anything I do in the way of brackets. It's just
right.
a tragic mess. But it is fun.
That's right.
I mean, it's fun to
it
do
is
it.
Fun. Always
For
fun.
Recreational purposes only, by all means, this is not a betting situation. It's for recreational
That's
purposes
right.
only. But
right.
it's a lot of fun. So have we covered everything? Is there anything else out there that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing, there are a few other things, but really an important one is actually around the bracket game. We are actually, you know, integrating the bracket game itself into our live video experience even more this year. And what that ends up doing is making what we hope is kind of an ideal fan experience for those people who play our game. They will be able to get alerts based on their picks, meaning if starting in the Sweet 16, if you are watching, say, Gonzaga and Louisville upsets Gonzaga, you'll move up to position number 3 in your group, and that type of alert. So it really personalizes your experience because
– Wow.
A lot of the time you're trying to do the mental math to say what's going to happen, like, and you want to go back and check your bracket group. So we're hoping to help that and start kind of really going down the path of personalization within the apps.
Hey, well, special thanks to our guest, of course, and that's Hanya Poole, the Vice President, General Manager of NCAA Digital, the woman in charge of the madness, okay? Speaking of madness, we'll have more. Of Stream On right after this from Hulu and our buddy Anna Kendrick.
Cue the lights. You thought you knew Hulu? Think again. This is Hulu, and it's going to change your life. Now all your stuff magically comes to you. Tons of shows, new seasons, past seasons, Hulu originals, movies, and you can add live TV with sports and news. Finally. all your TV together in one place. It's not a dream. It's TV come true. Cue the logo.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. Now, if you haven't yet subscribed to Stream On, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, it's very simple to do and free. You can get us at the iTunes Store. We're part of the Apple Podcast family. Google Play. You can get us, of course, at Blog Talk Radio. If you're one of the 35 million people who've downloaded the Stitcher app because you are a podcast fanatic and you know they have nothing but outstanding podcasts in many genres out there on Stitcher, all you have to do is subscribe to Stitcher, search Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and you're all set. We are part of your Stitcher family. And last but certainly not least, if you're the 175 million people, myself included, who have downloaded the TuneIn app, either on your phone or your tablet, well then, again, search Stream On with Jim Williams, hit the favorite button, and every week you'll get a new edition of the show sent right to your phone or tablet or both, okay? So, five different places to get Stream On. Please go out and subscribe today. All right, special thanks to our guest today, Hanya Poole, the Vice President and General Manager of NCAA Digital. She's an outstanding lady, and she's in charge of all the madness. We have all that information for you in our show box and also in the column this week, okay? So no problem there in finding out how to follow the madness. Next week, one of our favorite actors, Neil Morrissey, who, of course, plays Greg McConnell, the bar owner and father confessor on the hit series Good Karma Hospital. Well, he has another show. It's a UK hit. It's about to make its debut in the US on Acorn Television. It's called Striking Out. He plays a lawyer. I've seen the first couple of shows. Looks like a hit. So join Neil and me. Promotional consideration is to Boom Media. Get all your streaming equipment from them. Check them out at boommedia.org. Great people there. Have an outstanding week. Good luck with your brackets. And remember to subscribe to Stream On. I'm Jim Williams. Say, see you next week with our pal, Neil Morrissey.